beef fat crackling.
Yes, it's just lovely.
Regional Australia is home to some of our best food makers and producers.
Frying in a bit of butter, double yolker, runny yolks, on a bit of sourdough bread. Keep it simple, mate, you know.
I'm Brad Marcellus. Let's take a bite of Tucker from the Bush as I take you into our country kitchens.
You can actually feel your heart pumping when you eat it, but it's tasty. It's a beautiful job to have and we love doing it.
On ABC Wide Bay.
Yes, and it's a very saucy love story. This week on Country Kitchens, ABC's Brad Marcellus takes us to meet the former fishing couple Mark and Bronwyn Well-Beloved and hear how hot demand for their well-loved Worcestershire sauce has taken over their horse camp home and their lives.
Oh, it's just unbelievable how hard they try to get our sauce and where they go to get it.
I can smell it. I can smell it. What can I smell, Bronny?
That'll be my live tart that I cooked. Not Worcester today.
But I reckon I can smell the sauce.
Good.
We would have 300 or 400 litres out the back. So that's that needs to be bottled in the next few days. So
I reckon can you not smell it? Are you immune to the smell, do you reckon?
No, you can smell it.
In the background. But if you're not in it all the time like we are, then you would smell it. You'd smell it on our furniture.
I'm standing on your veranda and I can smell it.
You go down in the cookhouse and have a look at the 200 litre pots that we've got down there and we cook in, and that's all the smell comes out of that room.
Well, what are we doing? Let's go for a walk. Let's go have a look at the cookhouse. So we're walking through your house, out to the cookhouse. Beautiful timber home up on stilts, surrounded by bush. We are surrounded by bush. You can hear the birds and the blue cattle dogs following me. He's taking a liking to me, hopefully a liking to me.
When you live out at sea for so many years, this is what you want. It's a bit of land around you with some trees.
Yeah, well, we'll get to how you went from being a commercial fishing person to making sauce. This is the cook. Oh.
Now you can smell it.
So a room in the back of your house, and there is big pots everywhere, and what's this machine?
Slow combustion stove. We use it all through winter. It's a proper old wood stove.
Oh.
When I built the house, Bronnie wanted to have one, but she wanted it inside, and I said no, because they make too much smoke. Mm. So we built this little room on the back to put the stove in so that it wouldn't affect inside the house, put some sliding doors in there. When we did this, it was too much in that kitchen, and so, we moved out here with it and...
Looks like a German tank, doesn't it? It's massive as well.
It'll be 100 years old. I paid $80 when I brought it, but I destroyed the trailer trying to get it here, and then we had to get a truck to get it here. We had to get a backhoe to lift it off the truck, and it ended up being a big project. But we got it in here, and it's been in here for 25 years, 30 years.
Well, let's get to your sauce. What is it? What is Worcestershire sauce?
It's an old English sauce. That's where it's sort of main heritage. It did come from India, the recipe, I think. Mm. Traditional with English people. People still love their Worcestershire sauce. Mm. When we took it to the markets, we thought we're competing with every other $2 Worcestershire sauce bottle in town. And so we went down the no preservatives, no gluten, no artificial colours, no animal products.
Yeah, it's vegan even, isn't it, your sauce?
Yeah, vegan, and so we could put it into health food shops.
Yeah, because a lot of them have anchovies, is that right?
Yeah, and we have no anchovies in there. Yeah. I'm a retired fisherman. I like my seafood a little bit fresher than out of a tin or a bottle.
So, from fishing to producing sauce in regional Queensland?
Well, it was not that I don't still love fishing. Mm. All it came about was... 20 years out there, and I see my nephew, he's, 600 mil eye, the next year he's 900 mil eye, the next metre he's over, next year he's a metre. Mm. Everything we missed out on. Someone dies and you can't make the funeral. Someone gets married, you can't make the wedding.
Yeah.
You're always at sea. So we sort of thought, well, we'd come back and do what we... I'm originally a carpenter by trade as well. So I went back building, and it was Well-Beloved Homes. Bronnie was my cook out at sea for all of the time. I give her a job out of Harvey Bay, and we give her a try. I said, if you don't get seasick, you're out here for a month, whether you get seasick or not.
Yeah.
But if you don't get seasick, you might get a permanent job out of it. And she was out there with me for all of the time that I was out there. She used to come home, and I'd have, when the crews had holiday, she'd come up and replace whatever crews. And so we were always together out at sea. And this is just something that Bronnie did that the family absolutely loved.
Isn't it? So you guys just started doing it as a bit of a hobby, right?
Yes. I was given a recipe from a friend's mother and just loved it. So, yes, we used to just take it down there and we changed a few things in it and made it ours and... Yes.
That is incredible. And now exploding, all getting demands. You know, the phone's ringing. I've seen your book. People from all over Australia are ordering it and getting it posted to them.
Yes. Every day someone's ordering, whether it be a shop or people that have found it somewhere else or been given a bottle and just want to keep it in the cupboard.
Was it a learning curve to go so almost... semi-commercial, you know, like getting it to this stage where you are running a business?
It was. We started with four small pots and, yes, sieves and strainers, but now we've commercialised a lot more with two big pots.
Well Loved. That's the name of the product. Yeah. Well Loved. Why Well Loved?
That's my name. Yeah, so that's my father used to say every time someone met him, they'd say, "Oh, well beloved," and he'd say, "Yeah, well beloved by everyone."
And what next for you guys? What's the future?
We've got things in with council now. We're building a big shed up the front of the block. It'll still be in our yard here, but we're building a shed and we're going to move out of the house into the shed with the sauce because it's just overwhelming the house. When Bronnie first started doing it, and I said, "I just don't want it to overtake the house, darling." And now there is not a corner of the house that hasn't got stuff in it that belongs to the sauce. So we've sort of struggled along, but now we need something a little bit bigger.
And is it tricky to make, Bronnie?
No.
Really?
No, it's a time process.
It's a time process.
Yeah.
Having the spices and things right, like there's... Yeah. In these pots, there would be probably 7 to 9 kilos of spice, depending on the heat and that of the sauce that we're cooking. And it all comes down, the flavour comes down to the spice, and that we don't thicken our sauce, we reduce our sauce down. So the velvety thickness that's in that sauce is from reduction, not from putting anything in to thicken it.
And is it true to the original recipe, or have you evolved it a fair bit?
I've evolved it a little bit, but it is true to Jane's recipe, so, yes.
The original was the original recipe. That's why we call it original. And then we took it to the Fussy family, and some said, "Oh, it's a bit hot." Some said, "Oh, it's not so hot." And so we went one either side, and we thought we'd see what the most popular was at the markets, and then we would settle it down to that. But everyone's got a different chilli tolerance, and now we make four heats. And from the people that bloody walk out of the chilli stand beside me and have a taste of our Australian hot and say it's not hot. So now we do one with Trinidad Scorpion chilli. And they have a taste of that and they don't say that that's not hot.
But it must be exciting. It must be a lovely experience to see this bringing joy to people when we have such a hard...
The letters, the things that people... The emails, the people that try so hard and they're so beautiful.
And say, "Oh, you're here. Can, you know, I'll be buying three bottles today, you know." And yes, it's just lovely.
Bringing joy, the joy of Worcestershire sauce. Mark and Bronwyn, well beloved, talking about their Worcestershire sauce. And Bronwyn, trace back the family name of well-beloved, 700 years to the English region of Worcestershire. Imagine that. Amazing. It's in the genes. Worcestershire sauce in the genes for them, no doubt about that.